It's Thursday, October 31st, and with your 8 a.m. news bulletin, I am Leonard Vidbian. Given the rising demand for social assistance, the government has allocated an extra 139 million to expand the monthly conditional basic income grant of $600 to more beneficiaries in urban areas. Additionally, 117.8 million has been provided to the Poverty Eradication Ministry to maintain the coverage of old age social grants for elderly citizens. Rinani Muthutwa, an activist, weighs in.
To cater for every single Namibian that is currently struggling. I mean, we are looking at 1.5 million people at the brink of starvation. At least a 10 billion would have been needed to implement a program such as the Universal Basic Income Grant to make sure that every single person is catered for in this country and that nobody would, you know, miss out on this program. Otherwise, this government is not serious about tackling poverty.
Still on the midterm budget review, Finance Minister Ipumbu Shimi also announced during the presentation that the tax amnesty program, originally set to expire today, has been extended until 2 years from now, October 31st, 2026. Economist Gabriel Erastus.
I think it's really, really a good idea. And going end of the year, this is where the business make money. And it was kind of like quite a shock to put at the end of the amnesty during this time. So them extending, I think it will assist entrepreneurs to sustain themselves and just to prepare and to settle whatever need to be settled with NAMRA. The policymakers agreeing and listening. It's a confidence booster and it will really, really also create that trust.
In South Africa, the DA leader and Agriculture Minister John Steenhuisen endorsed the midterm budget, calling it the right step towards fiscal growth. Speaking outside the parliament, Steenhuisen commended the focus on debt reduction, infrastructure spending, halting bailouts for state-owned entities, and the end of e-tolls. He underscored the DA's role in driving reforms through the government of national unity, through economic growth and job creation.
A very balanced reflection of the priorities of the GNU, which will also then further be solidified in the media term development plan. And I think once investors start to see that this government is serious about growth and jobs, is serious about the reform, you're going to see investment flowing into our country much faster than it's been flowing in over the last few years.
On the continent, authorities reported that suspected cult members attacked a village in Uganda, resulting in the deaths of 8 people, including a 3-year-old child and some members of the assailants' families. As per Reuters, the incident occurred on Tuesday night at Mizizie, a village in the Kahari district, located approximately 250 kilometers from Kampala. 8 others sustained injuries in the attack. The United Nations Security Council, in a statement on Wednesday, strongly warned against any attempt to dismantle UNRWA's operations and mandate. This follows the passing of a bill on Monday by the Israeli parliament banning the UN agency from operating in that country. There has been widespread criticism of this move, which could impact the lives of millions of Palestinians. From the UN headquarters in New York, Jody Jacobs.
This is the first time in as many months that the UN Security Council members have collectively issued a statement on the situation in the Middle East. The Council, the UN's body tasked with maintaining global peace and security, has been divided on the matter. But on Wednesday, the Council issuing a statement reiterating the vital role UNRWA plays in providing life-saving assistance to Palestinians. Members of the Council also expressed their grave concern over the legislation that essentially bans the UN body, urging the Israeli government to abide by its international obligations. Set up by the UN General Assembly back in 1948, UNRWA has been mandated under international law to supply direct relief programs for Palestinian refugees. Jody Jacobs, New York.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.